the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. تسمع فيها صوت عبد مسلم سجن فيها بمخالفته وذاق طعم عذابها بمعصيته وحبس بين أطباقها بجرمه وجريرته وهو يضج إليك ضجيج مؤمل لرحمته ويناديك بلسان أهل توحيدك ويتوسل إليك بربوبيتك. Dear listeners, we were discussing this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. أفتراك سبحانك يا إلهي وبحمدك تسمع فيها صوت عبد مسلم سجن فيها بمخالفته. Can't you see yourself, glory be to you, my Allah, and yours is the praise, hearing within the fire of hell the voice of a slave surrendered to you, imprisoned there because of his violations? وَذَاقَ طَعْمَ عَذَابِهَا بِمَعْصِيَتِهِ Suffering the pangs of its torment because of his disobedience. وَحُبِسَ بَيْنَ أَطْبَاقِهَا بِجُرْمِهِ وَجَرِيرَتِهِ Imprisoned. And confined within the levels of fire because of his sin and crime. وَهُوَ يَضِجُّ إِلَيْكَ ضَجِيجَ مُؤَمِّلٍ لِرَحْمَتِكَ Yet he is lamenting before you with the lament of the one hopeful of your mercy. وَيُنَادِيكَ بِلِسَانِ أَهْلِ تَوْحِيدِكَ He calls upon you with the tongue of those who profess your oneness. وَيَتَوَسَّلُ إِلَيْكَ بِرُبُوبِيَّتِكَ He entreats you by your lordship. Imam Ali alayhi salam is reminding us the importance of sins and the role of sins in veiling man from Allah. Yet, of course, the encircling and vast ocean of mercy of the Almighty Allah will cover most of the ones who truly repent, the ones who truly turn back to him from their sins. But Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying that the reason this man is confined within the different levels of hellfire is because of his disobedience, is because of his sins and his crimes. Now, we have to know that bad deeds play two roles in man's life. The first role is that they take away man from Allah. They cut him off from him. And as a result, man will not be able to attain the state of turning towards Allah and being mindful of Allah, being in total remembrance of him. Because the reality of supplicating to Allah, the reality of turning to Allah, these two realities are the same. If the sinner is veiled from Allah by his sins, he will surely be veiled by them from supplication as well. Anyway, the second role of the sins is that they prevent the prayer from ascending to Allah. If a prayer reaches Allah, then the response from him would certainly be accomplished. But the point is that the supplication sometimes lacks the ability to reach Allah. Because Almighty Allah is neither incapable nor miser. So We must understand that the problem is definitely from the supplication itself. So sometimes sins stop a person from supplicating, and at other times they withhold the assent of the prayer to Allah. We'll discuss more after a short break.
My Lord, glory and praise be to you. Would you disregard the voice of a Muslim slave imprisoned in hell for his disobedience and imprisoned within its pits for his evil doings and misdeeds, crying out to you the cries of one who has faith in your mercy, and calling out to you in the language of those who believe in your unity and seeking to approach you by means of your epithet.
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, dear listeners, we said that Imam Ali alayhi salam, in this part of the supplication, is mentioning that the man, that the servant of the Almighty Allah, is confined within the levels of the hellfire because of his own sins, because of his disobedience and his crime. سُجِنَ فِيهَا بِمُخَالَفَتِهِ, this part says. ذَاقَطَعْ مَعْذَابِهَا بِمَعْصِيَتِهِ حُبِسَ بَيْنَ أَطْبَاقِهَا بِجُرْمِهِ وَجَرِيدَتِهِ. He is imprisoned because of his violations. He's suffering the torment because of his disobedience, and he is confined within its levels because of his sins and crimes. Now, the general idea and concept that we need to be aware of, if we truly want our supplications to be accepted, if we want that our calls to Allah would be responded, we need to know that there are some obstacles and hindrances in the way. Now, the Islamic narrations suggest that one of the most significant factors that lead to the obscurity of the heart is committing sins and disregard of the Almighty Allah. For example, the Holy Quran says that when our signs are recited to him, he turns away disdainfully, as if he had not heard them at all, as if there were a deafness in his ears. Now, when we notice, we understand that this verse has a mutual relation between disregard for the signs of Allah and being disdainful of them, and the deafness of the ears. And also, regarding our discussion, our focal point is this verse of the Holy Quran. Rather, their hearts have been sullied by what they have been earning. This verse of the Holy Quran, dear listeners, clearly implies that the sins committed by a person evolve until the man becomes full of rust and dirt in the heart. And this is what is cutting it off from the Almighty. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way to
by my side. How